Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs Kathleen A. Theoharides was in Western Massachusetts this week as part of a statewide tour for Climate Week. Governor Charlie Baker's administration is rolling out three new initiatives, including $11 million in new spending on climate change preparedness programs and over $800,000 on culvert projects.
Across the state, but a number of projects specifically in the Berkshires, including $65,000 in Beckett. And the work supports upgrading culverts to handle the increased stormwater we're seeing with climate change, to allow for better connectivity for wildlife and fish passage, and to improve water quality, particularly of our cold water streams out here in Western Massachusetts.
Another stop brought you to Roe to talk about supporting the Mohawk Trail Woodlands Partnership. Tell me about that. What's the story there?
So this is a number of towns who have come across together across two counties, Franklin and Berkshire County, to look at how the tremendous forest resources they have in their communities can help them achieve a number of shared goals, including around ecotourism and using the forest to get people out to Western Massachusetts, also using the forest for continued sustainable forestry. And then a big piece that we are very much focused on is storing carbon in the forest to help us achieve our climate mitigation goals and then improving forest resiliency. We have a great resource here in the state to sequester emissions in our forests, and the more we do to support healthy forests, the more we can achieve on our climate goals, whether for resiliency or for mitigation. But this is a group, I think it's really important. It's been driven by local communities, local volunteers who see sort of the importance of the forest resource out here and have worked for many years to develop this partnership. And last fall, we signed a shared stewardship agreement with the U.S. Forest Service, who's recognized the partnership in this area. And so the state and the federal government are now in the game. And today, we gave out $225,000 in small grants to communities that will help them invest in a number of different things. One of the things we have projects in is trail markings and extending trails and providing more access to residents for recreation in forests. We're also looking at better forest management practices, some resiliency projects, and then looking, the town of Conway, for example, is looking at how they can start selling carbon credits on the market. So a number of different projects there that strengthen, I think, both the forest resource, but also the local community.
The administration's also preparing to announce an expansion of the Municipal Vulnerability Program. What's that going to look like, and what's the intent of the new spending?
So our Municipal Vulnerability Preparedness Program is a state and local partnership where communities across the state come together and plan and prepare for building resiliency in their community to the impacts of climate change. And certainly with the attention on Western fires, we had our own series of fires this summer with increased rainfall, with any number of challenges, heat and urban heat islands. Communities are pulling together across the state to begin proactively preparing for these challenges, but also really investing in their communities and building the communities they want to see in the future. And so we will be announcing $11 million of new grant money out the door to help cities and towns deliver on the projects that they have been planning for. And we will also be announcing that 89% of the Commonwealth is now signed up for our MVP program. And this is just since 2017. So since 2017, we've had the vast majority of the Commonwealth sign up for this program, where they get to work together and plan for what they want to see their community develop into.
Given that it's Climate Week, I'm interested, what do you see as the biggest climate issues facing the state here in late 2020?
We remain very focused on our climate goals, even in the midst, and I would say especially in some ways in the midst of this global pandemic. The governor committed to net zero emissions back at the beginning of the year, and so we continue to work on a plan that will get us to hitting that aggressive timeline, cleaning up our energy supply, really chasing down energy efficiency, and making sure we're getting electric vehicles on the road, electric heating, all of that. But we are beginning to see the impacts of climate change, whether it's increased flooding, increased precipitation events, some of the hot and dry conditions we had this summer, drought for much of the summer. And so I think, you know, we really need to get one of the top challenges on the emissions side is really getting our transportation sector emissions down. And that's something we've been working on through the Transportation Climate Initiative with other states. But I think you've seen the intersection of human health and climate change with a pandemic like COVID, where air quality, which is worsened by transportation emissions, actually has adverse outcomes for folks suffering from COVID. So there's a lot of overlap, and there's need to continue to make progress on climate change, even though we're in a difficult moment. But I think there's really a lot of momentum on the state side for continuing to work on climate change, and it's an urgent challenge and one we have to devote a lot of attention to going forward and now.